ever wants to increase his risk and to live a long life should honor ties with his blood relatives. Blood relatives.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Beloved رسول المصطفى المجتبى had given us the irshad, that is the guidance, that the best from amongst you are those people who are best to their family. And I am the best of you towards my family. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulallah. After hearing this hadith, wherein the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that the best from amongst you, yani it means that the best in the sight of Allah, the best in the sight of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of the Ummah, are those people who are best to their family. So in order for us to be best in their family, what we need to make up the family, not to break the family. Viewers of Madani Channel, the silsila is family ties, wherein we are discussing, or we are talking, otherwise we are remembering, or reminding one another the importance of the family as a tie, as a unity. So, in the previous episode, we were talking about constructive criticism. Today, we want to follow it up from where we left with the etiquettes of advice. Because most of the quarrels or the breakdowns which emanates from the family is all about advice. When the mother-in-law is advising the daughter-in-law, there is always quarrel. Why? Because people, they are not following the etiquettes of advice. So inshallah, in the previous episode, I just want to make a catch up. We said that there are three things which we need to bear in mind when giving advice. First of all, there is the person giving advice. Then there is advice itself, which is number two. Then number three, there is the receiver of the advice. These three things are very important. So as the one who is giving advice, in the previous episode, we said that he must be what? He must establish credibility. When we say credibility, it means when people start to accept you. You see, you yourself, you need to make your life to be lying. Not that yourself you are suffering from what you are advising people to. You yourself, you are drinking and you are telling the next person not to drink. So first of all, make yourself to be in order. Make your house to be in order first. Then go on and give advice. So that is the credibility. It's just safeguard to make sure that you establish the credibility. Then number two, you need to behave what? You need to have a lot of love and respect. Because what wins the person is not your advice, it is your love. Let us go back again to the story of Nabi Yusuf alayhi wa ala nabiyyina salam. Nabi Yusuf alayhi wa ala nabiyyina salam, he was innocent and he's among these people who are not innocent. But he himself, he treated them like human beings, not like human things. So the people in the Sijin, they started to love Nabi Yusuf alayhi wa ala nabiyyina salam. Must they started to open up to him. Just imagine. They had dreams and they started to open up to him. And they started to rely on him. He won their hearts. Now, when they had the dreams, they narrated the dreams to Nabi Yusuf alayhi wa ala nabiyyina salam. Then again, Nabi Yusuf alayhi gave them the interpretation of the dreams. Why were they doing so? Because they find him as a reliable man. They've got credibility. He's somebody who is acceptability. Somebody who is reliable. So they were trusting now him with everything. And he was doing so also with love and affection. Honoring. He never said, are you two criminals? You are criminals. Khalas, you finished. No. Instead to listen to their story. You know, open up sometimes. Listen. We want to give somebody advice not to do drugs. First of all, dig up what made him to be a drug addict. No one was born as a drug addict. So you need to listen up to his story. What was happening, my brother? Listen, you have the ears. Not only the mouth. The mouth is one. 2 ears to listen. Listen more and say less. That's what a wise man will do. So the advisor, we need to first of all listen. Give the time. Listen. So that you start to unleash. Do that each and every time when you want, you unleash the dragon. It's all about yourself, no? So Nabi Yusuf alayhi wa ala nabihina salam, he had the time to listen to the gentlemen. The gentlemen, they gave their dreams. And again, on top of that, he, with justice, with honest, no favorism, straight to the point, interpreted the dream as he was taught by Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal. Again, they started to love him more. Now, on top of that now, then he then now gave them the advice, or rather, he made also da'wah. I think if there's any muballighin who are watching this silsila, it's not only these points related to the family. Of course, we are targeting the family specifically, but these points now is being general. So anyone who want to give the da'wah, try to use these principles. That the principles are credible principles which were established by the Prophet Nabi Yusuf and acknowledged by the scholar, a da'i, somebody who called to Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal. You need to imply and to abide with these following characteristics in order for him to be successful. So as a family member, win the hearts of your family, as it is easy already, we are bloodly related. So now win their hearts. When you win their hearts, when you give advice, it's going to be easy. And also sometimes when you give advice, learn to listen. So the scholars then, they gave us the explanation. Why did Nabi Yusuf alayhi wa ala nabihina salam showed lot of love to these people? They told us that, you know, in order for you to give advice, it's like somebody who is planting, a farmer, somebody who is farming. What does he do? First of all, before you farm whatever you want, before you plant whatever you want, you have got to respect the earth. You have got to show it love. You have got to, you need to win the earth first by you digging, manuring, watering, now make the earth soft, make a wall, put the you know, like this, you've win the ground. Now your seed is inside, now it will come. So also, advice is like a seed. First of all, win the ground, yani the person himself, make sure that it show them you love them by smiling, good style, all these things, they come into play. So now then, after that, you what? You give. So there's love, then there's respect. There's what? Respect. The one who give advice must first of all have what? Love, affection, he must establish credibility, and also, he'll have got to have good respect. When we say respect, we are talking that when you give advice, don't show that you are superior now, the fact that you're giving advice. For example, somebody who does not drink, somebody who does not smoke, somebody who does not take drugs, you go by to rehabilitate somebody who is taking drugs. Don't go there like now you are an angel now. You are out of the story. You people. So what you have got to do, you just have got also to give them hope, give them love. Tell them that, you know, it's human nature to err. But now it's not, what matters is not, you see, everybody will fall down. But what matters is what? How you pick yourself. And give them good words. Yeah. So, and from among is the thing which also, the one who give advice must what? He must have got good selection of words. Whilst you see there, the scholars, they say that if you want your advice to be accepted, what must you do? Number one, select a place, an occasion, which is suitable for. Let's say that is a family function, and everybody's here, then there's your cousin who is doing, who've got bad habits, then you say that today I want to nail him in front of, it does not work like. You select a suitable occasion. Let's say my brother does not know the eating etiquettes according to the ethos of Islam, so what must I do? You need to select what? A good occasion. Maybe you're now two, you're eating, what you call this, only you, there's nobody at the table. Then take the opportunity. Then you need to select what? Good words. Good words. Which does not show you that you are superior. The good words, yani. They say that advice is like rain. Too much, it will destroy. Advice is like rain. Too much of rain will end up destroying the crops. Harsh words will break a human being. So it must be soft and gentle. They say that soft and gentle waters go deep. So words which are soft with love, you know, they go deep down and they are well received. So you need to select the words, select the occasion. For example, we say that this your brother does not know the sunan of eating. So what must you do? Now you are eating, now only two of you. And select the words, as we said, and make yourself not superior. Just call the conversation like, brother, as we are eating, can you please teach me the sunan of eating? Or can we just revise together the sunan of eating? Listen to him, as I said. Give him also time. Whatever he'll be saying also. Huh? Now you tell now, oh, also me, I read in another book, or I heard, or my teacher taught me like this, there's eating with this, and licking this, and doing this, and doing that, and doing this. Due to the fact that you respect him, you did do with this old recipe, you find you will receive your advice smilingly. I pray to Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal, if there's mother-in-law and daughters-in-law, that's where we get it wrong. All the time, your mother never taught you this. You are spoiled. You break. They won't listen. But show the love. Oh, my daughter, today let me cook for you. By nature, we need love. That's why a human being is called insan. And he is a socially delicate entity. So the baby, from day one, it connects with the mother too much. Not only because of milk, but because of the love which the mother did show to them. Allow me just now to go to look at the aspect number two, which said advice itself, right? Advice itself, when you give advice, necessarily we need to check also advice. When we are given advice, it's not necessarily that the advice is true. It can be wrong. It can be wrong. So one poet, he said that my ears listen and my heart separate. My ears listen and my heart digest. Like how the mouth eats and the stomach digest. Send the nutrients, the carbohydrates, the proteins, and the residue, take it away from the body. So that's the same thing. My ears listen attentively and my heart digest whatever is being said. Is this mardatullah or mardatu rasul? Whatever they are saying to me, is this according to the principles of Allah and the principles established by His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So the advice itself must be genuine. So henceforth, the word itself, nasiha, it denotes genuineness. So the advice, in order for you to accept that advice, it must be genuine. It was that advice which was being given with love and which was being given with the ilm. That one which is begged and, you know, solidified and, you know, sharia well spoken and, you know what, which is being, I mean, highly graded as Islamically, yani, fitting hand to glove. So that is as far as advice is concerned. Then to the one receiving advice, there are certain characteristics you need to do. Number one, you need to show gratitude. You need to appreciate. Jazakallahu khayra. Because there are few people who give you this type of advice which you are saying. Few. All the people in the dunya, they are rivals nowadays. If you're a businessman, I think the business people, they will understand this one. When you are taking your commodity from point A and selling to point B, you make it that the point A must be this, your secret. Set aside point B also, with the customers you are getting. You hide the place where you are holding, and also you don't want your rivals to know that. So if somebody like that, he call you and say, brother, you want to be successful, I'm holding here, and this is how I do, and I go, somebody tell you, wallahi, just tell me, do they not deserve you mention in the dua? Do they do not deserve you to appreciate unto them? They deserve. So if it is just in as far as business is concerned, what about those people who are worried not only of your physical profit, but your spiritual profit? Those people who give you any spiritual advice. You need to show gratitude unto them. Vice versa, the one who give, you've got criteria, and also the one who receive, you've got what? Criteria. So we're saying that the mother-in-law will take this chance that, okay, daughter-in-law, you do like this. How you do like this. Daughter-in-law, how you saw this, you do like this. How you planned, you do like this. How, so the daughter-in-law, then she need to be what? Appreciate. It does not need you necessarily, you pay. Just show with your words. Just show with your actions. Just be louder. Show the token of appreciation. Because it is coming long way. So these are the things which we normally, we say that let us try to say and try to look and let us not forget that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-mu'minu, the believer, mir'atul mu'mini. We are bringing it back again because this saying, we are going to terminate with it in this episode. This is how a family must be to his family member. You are a mirror to them. So I did put it in such a way that the mother-in-law is a mirror to the daughter-in-law. And also the father is a mirror to his son, like father, like son. The wife, the husband is a mirror to each and everybody. It's a great statement which was made by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is from among the words which are from the mu'ujiza, the miracles of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Wherein, if you want to see this similitude which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did give, wallahi, he did finish the role of a believer to a believer, and also the role of a family to another family member. Why? Because let us look at the mirror, and people who give advice, take this similitude seriously, because there's no anything comparison to it. A believer is another, it's a mirror to another believer. To say a family member is a mirror to another family member, that is enough. That is enough. We close this chapter by saying that. So now we're going to explain why. Number one, because the mirror itself, it's a what? Ala tuzhina. It's a tool for decoration. A scholar, you want to go and give bayan publicly, you look in the mirror, is my amama tied properly? Did I put like this? You want to do surma, you go again to see, is it going well? That's the mirror. That's the mirror. No, any decoration which you talk about, and as far as perfection is concerned, that except that the mirror must be there. Because when you do it, you look in the front of the mirror will be telling, no, you put too much this side, just try to this, no, this one here, you know, like that, you know what, this here, you put oil on your beard, just check yourself, no, it's looking, see, the mirror is just being honest with you. And now, on the opposite is true also, when you wake up without no bathing, you look at the mirror, it will be showing you, no exaggeration, no addition, no subtraction. So number one, we say that the mirror, there is no any decoration one can make except that he will need the mirror. Some of these, you know, nowadays you find people, some of them, they are moving with a pocket mirror. Every time they just have to check themselves. So that's like a family member to you. There's no any decoration which you do except without the family. These are the people who will be looking at you. So there's no mirror. So your family can be seeing you, brother, just remove this. Look, brother, there's this. Brother, like this. Just look at this. You know, they just see you. There's no any decoration which will, there's no any success now which you get in except that they are the product of your success. Do like this, like that, like this, like this, like this. So this is how it is. Then number two, the mirror shows the defects without exaggeration, without amplifying them. And if you look, there is a blemish here. It doesn't show the whole face with the blemishes. No, it's just here. That's what it does. There's a blemish. So when you give advice, just go straight to the point. No, this is, brother, this is, you see? Don't just, you know, the blemish is just only here. So it shows that the blemish is here, not the whole face. Yeah, it shows the other face nicely. And the, so that's how it is, you know, when we give also advice, you see what? We focus on the weakness. And also not to forget the strength. Of course, where there's the strength, we show that the strength is this, and the fallacy is on this side, and that is how it is. So when we give advice again, we need to have got this in mind. Then again, when we go and stand into the mirror, what will happen? It shows you, isn't it? When the next person comes to the same mirror, what will he do? He don't say, no. You thank you for coming, man. The one who was there previously, before you, see, was very horrible. It was terrible. You've got blemishes every now. You look at the mirror, you see yourself. You disappear, it's gone. That's what the family members must. You give me advice, do not go to the cousin. You see, he was like this. He was like this. He was like this. Now that's fitna. You just give to me, and that's all. So it give what? Nasiha. It give advice. The voice, it is silent. It does not talk when you go. Only you see and you go. Then lastly, the Prophet said, Mu'min is a mirror to another. Which we are saying in this context that also a family member is a mirror to his family, fellow family members. What did he say? Mirror, not a microscope. The mirror just only shows the physical. It does not go inside. You go and start now standing in the mirror, start to see inside what you ate last night. No. Just deal with the physical. Just so whenever you give the advice, just go on the physical, my brother. Don't go and dig, my sister. Just deal with the matter. You're not a microscope. You're just a mirror. A mirror just deal with things which is outside, not things which is inside. Things which is inside now. This is not for a mirror now. Something else. So when you deal, don't say, no, because of that, no, you just start to give tafsir, yani, the explanation of this hidden explanation. No, you've got hidden agenda, you've got you've got some issues nowadays, you say like that. I know she's not talking about this. So just go straight to the point, address the physical issue, and as far as other things are concerned, this is not the point of discussion. And we must know that also the principle which underlines all these factors, what? La yu'minu ahadukum, no one of you will be called that is a true believer, hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsi. No one is going to be redeemed as a true believer. Except you what? He loves his brother. What? You what? He loves. So when we give advice, viewers of Madani Channel, these are our family members. What we love for ourselves is what also will be. You see, when you give advice, normally we say that now put yourself in my shoes. So normally we first of all put not only in your shoes, in your dress, you can wear everything of yours. Then put yourself like yourself. Then we give you advice. That's why we just not only put in your shoes, we just everything of yours. Then we give the advice according to the need and according to what is not, no addition or subtraction. So with this, we say that may Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal, I hope it was fruitful. We are trying to talk and discuss things which can make the family and break the family. May Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal benefit us, and may He make us from the people who give advice and also who receive advice. Ameen, bijahi nabil ameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulallah.
Whoever wants to increase his risk and to live a long life should honor ties with his blood relatives.